During the school year, hundreds of thousands of New Jersey students from low-income families receive nutritious breakfast and lunch meals at the schools throughout the state and federal programs. And even though school is now out for the summer, the nutrition needs of these children do not stop, and neither do the economic challenges their homes and families are dealing with. Our first guest today is here with the details about a program which brings healthy meals to students during the summer months. And they don't have to go to summer school, if there is still summer school, to get that. Here from Advocates for Children of New Jersey, learn more about this from Nancy Perello. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
Thanks for being here today. Give you a couple of websites, njsummermeals.org, and learn more about what we are talking about here in this first segment, and to learn about the Advocates for Children of New Jersey and wealth of information that website has. It's acnj.org. And just in the sheer numbers, Nancy, when we talk about the kids who are receiving reduced and free meals during the school year, I said hundreds of thousands. About how many hundreds of thousands are there?
About 425,000 kids receive lunch at school during the school year.
So, and like I again said in the introduction too, these aren't families who are looking at that situation saying, okay, let's put some money aside for the summer so we'll have more for food in addition to our, you know, vacation on the French Riviera. The financial challenge, the money still is, the money that's not there in January is not going to be there in July either. So
absolutely. The summer budget, the family budgets are already stretched tight. It's not that they have extra money lying around that they're squirreling away for the summer. Plus, there's additional expenses in the summer with regard to child care because school's out. So camps and those types of things that parents are having to pay for. So it's even harder for them to afford all the good nutrition that their children need and that they want to give them during the summer months.
So that's why the New Jersey Department of Agriculture, along with the state and community partners, they get the food to the kids instead of having the kids go to the food.
That's correct. So this it's actually a federal program through the USDA that's administered by the Department of Agriculture here in New Jersey. And it provides food at sites and communities where kids congregate, you know, parks, pools, recreation programs, libraries. Some libraries are doing like lunch in the library. Various places in the community where you would expect to find kids. Housing authorities are starting to provide meals to children in who, you know, or live in the housing authority buildings. So, yep, they're kind of available, you know, at different sites throughout the town. Different towns provide the program in different ways, so it's best if people check with their town and their schools to see how the program is being provided. It's not available in every single town, but a lot of low towns with high poverty do offer meals in the summertime for kids.
If it's not in a specific town, say if it was in a neighboring town, can the person from town A go over to town B?
Yes, there's no identification or registration or applications at all required. So if a child is hungry and their town doesn't have a summer meal program, but the next town does, yes, they can go to that program.
So Nancy Perello from the Advocates for Children of New Jersey about a summer meal program that's available throughout New Jersey. And actually, if you're listening on the stream in other states, available across the country. And you can learn more, at least in New Jersey, by going to njsummermeals.org. That's the website. And for Advocates for Children of New Jersey, it's acnj.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Saw a report done by Food Research and Action Center, and unfortunately, Nancy, when it comes to the summer meal program, the participation rate in New Jersey is certainly less than spectacular.
It certainly is. It's just around 19%. However, the New Jersey Food for Thought campaign, of which ACNJ is a leader, is working in partnership with the Department of Agriculture to increase the sites. And this summer, we expect to have about 1,200 sites operating compared to about 1,100 last year. In addition, the campaign has launched a public awareness effort to inform parents about the availability of these programs in their communities. So we've been doing a lot of social media and some media outreach and some, you know, local outreach with flyers and those types of things and events. So the campaign, along with all of its many, many partners and the Department of Ag, is really working to increase the number of children who are able to access that nutrition in the summertime.
And it's really easy to find out, too, what locations are. You can text 877-877, 877-877, or you can call 1-866-3-HUNGRY. Again, it's 1-866-3-HUNGRY. And we'll post this. And there's also a number specifically for New Jersey. I'm going to post all this on the website, so you don't have to write this down. I'm just going to tell you as a point of info for the time, for the now, here in the now, at 609-292-4498. The easiest one to remember, really, is the texting, 877-877. And no matter where you are in New Jersey, on the stream, that's where you get information about the Summer Meals program. Are the locations the same every day? Is this a daily program, 7 days a week, weekdays only? What's the general time schedule?
It varies community by community. Generally speaking, they're usually during the week. We are trying to encourage sites to provide meals on the weekends because, of course, kids are hungry every day.
Yes.
Most of them are during the week, and it's usually breakfast and or lunch that's being served. Some programs are also now trying to serve dinner. Again, it really varies community to community, so it's best to check with your local communities to see what is available.
And again, looking at New Jersey's numbers year to year, when I see low participation rates versus other states like Connecticut, for example, is a high participation rate state, as is Idaho and a few others. Is it just a simple matter of location, 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 or is it just that a lot of parents aren't aware of this program?
I think it's a combination of factors. I think there's a lot of parents who are not aware of the program, which is why we've launched this kind of public awareness campaign to try to get the word out, and we've got a lot of folks helping us do that. And I also think, you know, towns in New Jersey are really squeezed to do a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of pressure from a lot of different directions, and it does take some logistical implementation to get these programs up and running. There's some paperwork and some bureaucracy that has to be worked through. So it's also, you know, people getting the time and building the will to actually get these programs up and running. And we are seeing improvement on that front. A lot of people are stepping up. So it's kind of a constant. I'm hopeful that next year when this report comes out, we're going to see a significant improvement, because there has been a lot of work done since last year.
I mentioned the Frank organization before. Their ideal is a 40% participation rate, which sounds on the weak side, but when you're looking at some states, including New Jersey, which is struggling to hit their 20 percentile participation rate, 40 is a challenging goal. Ironically, District of Columbia seems to be the stellar territory of the bunch as far as participation rate is concerned. And with locations too, Nancy, is it possible for locations to tap officials on the shoulder and say, hey, we could do something here? I'm thinking, for example, public libraries, they have continuously children programs going on. Why not have a library that has a kids program and kids already there in the building, have that as a food point?
You're absolutely right, and that's absolutely what we're working on. And we do have, and you hit on something that is a really important part of the Food for Thought campaign, is tapping into those local folks and forming coalitions who then go to their city and school leaders and say, we need this, because you do need a sponsor. You need a major entity to step up and say, okay, we're going to administer this program. And then you can spread it out to sites like libraries and parks and, you know, all kinds of places in the community. But you do need your local leaders to buy into it. And the community members can play a really strong role in encouraging those leaders to take the steps necessary to establish summer meals programs, as well as other child nutrition programs like school breakfast and after-school programs. We encourage parents and community organizations, and we're a resource for them. If they want to advocate in their community, we can provide them with advocacy tools, information, data, some guidance on how best to go about it. So we encourage that.
And this sounds weird, but the lack of participation actually is a costly action, because it's leaving a lot of money that's already allocated for this program, much like with the school breakfast and lunch programs, that New Jersey doesn't participate. That's funds that they could be getting for this program to pay for itself that are sitting in the hopper.
That's absolutely correct, Chris. We've seen with the growth in school breakfast, New Jersey is now claiming about $45 million more every year for school breakfast, and we could do the same with summer meals. It is federally funded. It's money that New Jersey is already sending down to Washington that we're not getting back into the state, because we are not feeding as many children as needed and as who could be fed. So doing that actually brings money. That's one of the wonderful things about this solution, is it does not cost towns money. It actually brings money into towns to feed kids.
And if you have a community organization that has a good amount of people power that are doing one thing, maybe you can transform them, given the change of a season, into volunteering, using that people power for this thing, Institute, a means by which it can be, connect the people with the program and make more locations for the Summer Meals program. There's a lot of info to give. I'm going to lay in yours right now, but it's over at our website, too, issuesandideasradio.com. But you can find out the locations near you at 87 by texting 877-877. You can call 866-3-HUNGRY. And more information in New Jersey, 609-292-4498. On the web, njsummermeals.org. That's your foundation point as well to get more information as far as becoming a supporter of this program, a location for this program, or a participant in this program as well. And again, that's njsummermeals.org. We've been talking from Advocates for Children of New Jersey. Their website is acnj.org with Nancy Perillo. Again, just to remind you listening, all this info I just laid on your ears, you can find it in front of your eyes over at our website as well, because it is important during the summer months. Economic challenges do not know a calendar. They just know the reality of dollars and cents. And when there is a low number of dollars and cents, it's up for those who can to step forward to make a difference and to be able to do it without costing and to make it a community effort to show support for those who have a little rough time to try to get through at this point in time. It becomes that multiple, multifaceted win situation and becomes a stronger community when it's all said and done. Nancy Perillo, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Chris. Thanks for your help.